Hello and welcome to another Naxos podcast. I'm Raymond Bechet. The music you've just heard came from the pen and the imagination of American composer Aaron J. Kernis. Kernis's musical approach has been described as eclectic, which sometimes means somebody can't quite figure out what to say. I've also read that he has an exuberant imagination, a description that, well, for me has much more meaning. It's also a good description of the music on this particular recording. It is the product of an exuberant imagination, an imagination that takes your ear to many different places. All helped by the wonderful performances of pianist Andrew Russo, violinist James Ennis, and the Albany Symphony Orchestra under the baton of David Allen Miller. That was music from the opening movement of Three Flavors by Aaron J. Kernis. It's the first work on this recording dedicated to his music. Kernis was born in Philadelphia, studied in San Francisco and New York, and eventually at Yale. His biography on his publisher's website lists Latin, jazz, rap, Romantic masters, Renaissance music, and even Hildegard von Bingen as influences, and I'm sure there are a lot of other things as well. I guess that's what everybody means by eclectic. However, descriptions are no substitute for how it sounds. Here's a bit more from that ostinato movement. In the liner notes, Kernis describes it this way. After all the motoric music reaches its apex, the movement ends with a kaleidoscopic closing section that winds down as it layers many melodies and motifs in an increasing haze. That was from Kernis's piece, Three Flavors. Kernis wrote about this piece, When I dine out, I like to try cuisines and restaurants new to me as often as possible without repeating dishes and cooking styles for a while. Never the same cuisine in the same week, if I can help it. This concerto is somewhat like tasting three different meals or characters, hence the title. The second movement, as described by Karnas, has a gentle, limpid, and French quality that's far more relaxed and melodic than the first movement. He says, "It was written shortly before my twins were born, and while writing, I thought constantly of the soothing, fluid journey that they were undertaking." Lovely, isn't it? Three Flavors began life as one of the few concertos for toy piano. Yeah, that's right, a toy piano and orchestra. What you have on this recording is the new and, Turner says, the final version for grand piano, as it was premiered by Andrew Russo, the soloist on this CD, and the Albany Symphony in October of 2013. In describing the final movement of this piece, it's called Blue Whirl, Turner says that it is more distinctly American in its playful and edgy qualities. He also says, "Overall, Three Flavors features the percussion section of the orchestra in a very significant role, nearly making it a concerto for piano, percussion, and the rest," meaning the orchestra, which includes electric guitar in the orchestral fabric. Thank you. We now go from three flavors, the music you just heard, to two movements with bells that Kernis was commissioned to write for violinist James Ennis. Once again, the music has a very personal connection with Kernis's life. I suppose this is probably true of all composers in music, but in this music, the connection is both personal and specific. According to Kernis, Two Movements with Bells is a memory piece in honor of my father, Frank Kernis, who passed away in 2004. His favorite music was jazz and American popular songs of the 40s and 50s, and while I was growing up, there was a lot of blues and jazz playing around the house. After feeling distant from that music for a number of years, since my father's death, I've been surprised to see its influences seeping back into my work and have become increasingly aware of how jazz has implicitly marked my emotional and physical experience of music. That was from Aaron J. Kernis's Two Movements with Bells. So where are the bells? Bell sounds are not used explicitly, but rather suggestively. Kernis says he was hearing them in his head while writing this piece, and their presence, especially in the piano part, colors how the performers, the pianist and the violinist, should approach its sound world. Two Movements was commissioned by the BBC Proms for violinist James Ennis, so you're hearing the piece being played by the musician for whom it was composed. From it, here is a bit of the second movement titled A Song for My Father. Thank you. You have been listening to music by and a podcast about composer Aaron J. Kernes. The music comes from a new Naxos recording that includes three flavors with orchestra, two movements with bells for violin and piano, and Ballade Out of the Blues for solo piano. It's wonderful music that takes your ear, well, as I said at the beginning, it takes your ear all over the place. Available at all fine music stores, Naxos catalog number 8.559711, again with pianist Andrew Russo, violinist James Ennis, and the Albany Symphony Orchestra, conducted by David Allen Miller. To go out, here is pianist Andrew Russo with the end of the final work, Ballade Out of the Blues, which has the subtitle Superstar Etude No. 3. I'm Raymond Bechet. Thanks for joining me. So long for now.